I would pay so much money to know how much money I'm down lifetime with Grillo
Betting Fowler?
lineups.
Oh, Grillo?
No, with Ricky, I'm up because he was on a couple huge teams of mine. But Grillo has cost me, I mean, it's got to be millions, probably, honestly. It's insane.
Welcome in a post PGA Championship edition of Putting for Dough. You drive for show, but you putt for dough, and you try to avoid the drink, Mito. My goodness, we have a lot to look back at, try and break down, try and make sense of another playoff that decided a winner this time around with a major. Welcome in. Hit that thumbs up button, please, and make sure you're subscribed across the board to everything we're doing here on the Odd Shopper channel. Ben Rossa is here, most importantly. I'm Eitan. Chris is producing. And where to begin? I mean, JT, we've been talking about him, Ben, for a while, just getting there, hovering, playing consistent golf, just not quite making it happen at the end. Mito Pereira, I mean, this is like shades of Greg Norman for those old enough to remember, but it may be all in one as far as one hole. I feel for the kid, although he'll be right back in the field looking ahead. Where to begin? The good, the bad, and some ugly mixed in between.
Yeah, it turned out, I'll be honest, midway through Sunday, I just like wasn't into it. It wasn't that exciting. It was a pretty bunch leaderboard, and then what a finish. It was one of the situations. We've had this a couple times, Spieth winning a couple weeks ago, and I said on the show, it didn't feel like he was going to win at any point. And with Justin Thomas, it felt like, wow, what a run, but realistically, he's just not going to win. Will Z, Cameron Young, Mito, they're too far ahead, gets in the playoff, and then you saw for the first time, I think, finally experience. Just he was in such a different zone than those guys. I mean, seeing Mito, of course, that was just a tough scene. Will Z played well. He didn't lose it by any stretch, but JT just went and straight took it.
So first thing I want to know, more so than who you're playing, the Charles Schwab, which we're going to get to, and some other things that we'll do looking ahead, maybe even to the Open, as we know, coming around the corner here by Father's Day. Who do you think benefits, not necessarily overall more so, but sooner? Like, which of the two golfers do you think? Is it Zalatoris, who, to your point, played well, and another just late playoff in which just couldn't get it done, versus Mito Pereira, where this wasn't a gradual collapse? Like, we've seen a gradual collapse over 6-7 holes where it's just slowly falling apart. Going in the drink on 18 was just the final straw, I get it, or nail in the coffin, if you will. But which one of these guys do you think bounces back sooner from just a disappointing Sunday?
I mean, I think it's got to be Will Z, just because it's not a shock to see him there. Mito's a decent player, there's no doubt, but I was really stunned to see him contending. Will Z was a popular target in the outright world, and I think rightfully so. And I know even when we talk about the good, bad, ugly, I'll kind of get into it. My bad, everything went pretty well for me. My biggest disappointment was that I didn't put Will Z on my card, and I thought that was a guy that I could have got to. Ultimately, I wouldn't have cashed the ticket because he lost, but just seeing him, he's shown, he said it right after the round, I can do it. And he can. The guy can win a major. There's no doubt about it. He's going to be back. I think he feels pretty good. Tough loss in the playoff. But with Mito, you do wonder, where does he go? He doesn't have nearly the pedigree as these other guys. No. But he showed maybe on any given week, he can contend on tour.
Which is something he was doing, right? Even before the injury in New Orleans, where he pulled out, there were a couple of just shady performances. But overall, like, he was started a year through. We had him a couple of shows in a row as just a young guy, and it morphed into Neiman and just really riding what we were getting from Joaquin. But yeah, I mean, Mito Pereira just didn't show up all of a sudden out of nowhere at the PGA. I mean, we definitely had eyes on him earlier, midway through the season, and just a couple of bad starts, the injury pulling out of New Orleans. So that combined, I think you're right, was just now, how does he bounce back from it? Zalatoris, I mean, look, I jumped on him. I had him at 700. And again, this is going to be watered down at the start of day three on Saturday before everything really got going. Just knowing how he's been there, knowing how he's been hanging. I didn't anticipate, if anything, a playoff with Justin Thomas, but you know, you can't control anything like that. If anything, it would probably be a playoff with Mito Pereira, which again, I would like my chances with Will Zalatoris, who's been there, right? Unfortunately, to your point, here comes experience knocking that ticket right out of there. But no, I think overall, look, Tommy Fleetwood was a guy, your 40-20-10 guy. Aaron Wise, for me, just missed top 20, but was top 40. So I think when we looked at it a little broader, Max Homa, a guy that we've been talking about, top 20 now consistently, that continues to cash. So even from a ticket standpoint, I think we did fairly well, despite not having the outright winner.
Oh, yeah, I was really happy with the week from a betting standpoint, particularly Fleetwood. For me, I swept the 40, 20, and 10. I got all three of those with him. He really surged late on Sunday. That was a card maker. Rory blowing the lead, not that he was even in it somehow after he came out on fire on Thursday, of course, was disappointing for me. But that just speaks to why I love doing the show. It's not just outrights. There's a lot of ways to make money. And even on the premium Discord, had a couple matchups that went really well. Cam Young over Keegan was a good one because of the weather draw. So I was happy with it. I know you had Homa and even Louis, who played horrible, but he was still the top South African.
How is that possible?
Bez was terrible. I don't even know who knows what Charles did. we don't need to talk about him.
I don't even know if he finished.
There were some bad showings out there. Now we turn the
page. But how about that prop cashing? Louis tops out of all Louis shit.
That is one when you brought it up to me. It's just Louis. Louis has magical powers. What can I say?
Of all the things we had him, I think we had him finishing like every possible way. And that's the one that actually hits. No, I get what you're saying as far as Sunday, where there was that lull and now the finish of it. And now we start to see, and this is a big one here as far as names that come into the Charles Schwab. So we will talk about that in just a second. But anything else that you think is worth, again, maybe there, we have a couple of pretty big golf events, Ben, coming up the middle and end of the summer, right? So this is a good indicator to see about anybody maybe you were unsure of, from health to just how they were playing, or maybe it's the opposite, right? Maybe there is somebody that you were looking at that you didn't necessarily have on the card that you were just trying to wait and see how they played. It was a blow up. It was a miscut, something that now maybe is a negative indicator.
I know. I mean, I think for me on a macro level, the biggest thing is that I've always kind of thought, you know, you kind of build up to majors, and these new guys are just, they don't need time. Cam Young, yeah, he doesn't need time. He's here. Will Z, he's here. These guys, Mito even, like, he has no career wins. None of those guys have career wins, and they contend in majors. So it's very interesting to see that dynamic versus Patrick Cantlay, another horrible showing in a major.
Brutal.
John Rahm,
not a
great showing. Like, it's a collision course with a lot of different waves of super talented players. Hovland, another guy. Like, the pressure's going to mount each and every major for a lot of guys contending to break through.
We'll get to him in a little more detail, but it is interesting you ended with those three names on a guy in Hovland, who I think stands, of all three, the best chance to immediately bounce back, meaning like immediately this week. But you're right. I mean, there's definitely frustration, I think, with guys who are right there. We saw Rory, right? We saw him down in Potomac, pardon me. And that was something that was discussed, maybe a little bit of a shade towards him. And instead he comes out and played exceptionally well. So this is kind of the ebbs and flows with Rory. But yeah, you're right. Especially with Rahm, I feel like might be more disappointing of all the ones that we've talked about.
Again, it's just, there's a lot of guys contending to win four tournaments a year. There's only four majors, and there's like 30 names of elite players. So with these new guys crashing the party, it's going to be really tricky and really complicated. And now this week is an interesting dynamic because it's such a quick turnaround and it's a totally different course. Colonial and where we were in Oklahoma last week, it's just a different layout, much less generous fairways than Southern Hills. So I'm interested to see who's kind of still hung over from the PGA Championship and which big names are ready to bounce back.
So let's do that. We'll start with some big names, but first let's give people some money to bet with at BetMGM. Yes. And yes, we're giving you free money to bet with at BetMGM. And this is a good sign, I think, Rasa, is Putting for Dough now has its own promo code at BetMGM. So you can use our show name, Putt for Dough, P-U-T-T-F-O-R, Putt for Dough. That's the name of the show, Putt for Dough at BetMGM. You can click that link below as well. You'll get there the same spot. Sign up, deposit at least $10, and then just bet on any NBA team game here. Pardon me, any NBA team in the game. either to hit a three-pointer, right? So either team hits a three-pointer, you're going to win $200. That's probably the easy way to say that. I know. Sign up, deposit at least $10, bet either team to hit a three-pointer, and you're going to win $200. So you're basically building a free bankroll ahead of the Charles Schwab. And I love that we're doing this early in the week because we give people an opportunity to get to BetMGM Ben now, place this bet here, get the free money, the $200 back, and then you could start sprinkling around what we have for whatever golf event we have of the week.
Yeah, I've said it on plenty of videos, and I'll say it again for everybody who's been betting. It's tough. It's a grind. And when you have free advantages, why not take them? And this is one that I'm in New York taking advantage of this. There is no reason not to do it because you can take that $200 and make something happen with it. You can turn it into more. You can take some shots you wouldn't normally have. And that's the beauty of it. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for this tournament. I'm excited to see, honestly, we have not talked. I don't know where you're going for this tournament. So yeah, this is going to be an on the fly. I hope you don't do anything stupid. Let's not get too dangerous.
You said that last week and then something stupid made some money.
That's true. So let's not press our luck. You know what I mean? Now yeah, we're getting no whammies. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Whammy. You want me to lead us off here?
Yeah, but
what are you doing?
I want you to, but I want to keep something in the backdrop because you just alluded to this. And this is going to, I think, carve out a lot of the conversation, which is how noticeably different this course is. We've seen something similar here where you probably won't even need or be able to use your driver on a lot of drivable holes simply because of how the course is created. The dog legs just so sharp. We'll talk about a guy, including the returning champ, who was able to cut and kind of work around those off the tee. But that's such a dangerous strategy as a whole. You don't need to be super long, Ben, but you need to be able to shape shots. So if you're using your driver off the tee, you better be able to shape the hell out of that. Otherwise, we are going to see guys go to that 3-wood off the tee just to be able to get a little more control and set up that second shot, which also won't be that long since a lot of these par fours are like 350 to 450 long.
Yeah, it's just different. This is a par 70. It's tight. It's short. You don't have to be overly aggressive. You got bent on the greens. You're going to see plenty of breakdowns with the course. But I do think when I look at players having that well-rounded game, and you can be, I mean, look, Jason Kokrak's a winner here. Like, you don't have to be a short hitter by any stretch, but you do need to utilize your weapons in a different way. You can't just blindly spray it out here. You have no chance if you do that. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the board, and I'm going to cut it at like 35-ish, and this guy's right on the cusp. Finau, 33-1. Yeah, he wasn't great at the PGA, but he gained in all four strokes gain categories. He's been close this year. He was runner-up in Mexico. He's gained tee to green in five straight. Some of them were majors, two of them. He's making cuts. And I do feel like he's closer to putting it together than maybe the books and the people realize out there. So I'm going to give you Tony Finau. And then real quick, you alluded earlier in the show, I think that Victor Hovland is primed to bounce back. He's 20-1. He did not have the best showing, but I didn't really like Southern Hills for him, to be honest. He was not a guy I was on a lot last week. He's a winner at Mayakoba. Counterintuitive when you look at his driving abilities, but maybe he likes these type of technical layouts. So I think Hovland on the quick bounce back, you're giving me 20-1 on him. I will take that every time.
So if you just look at what Kokrak did last year, and I'm going to kind of combine the two, which is Hovland for you and Kokrak for me, who not only won, but it also the year before had a top three. So this is definitely a guy who understands the nuances and has a really good feel for Colonial that I don't think should just be overlooked because, oh, by the way, he's won. And look, this thing has been played so much. Like Colonial, I believe, is the longest host course you have on tour. So it's going to be played again and again to where you are going to have repeat winners. You are going to have guys who are going to be up there at the top with the knack of it. But point being to Hovland is that if you look at kind of what Kokrak was able to do, not win with his short game, not win by scrambling and knowing that the field can follow with that, I think that aids a guy like Hovland. He comes in top 10 in the field here, strokes gained approach. Hovland is a fantastic play. I think you could look to ladder him maybe in a top 20, depending on what you can get. But this is definitely a course based on history and current like conditions based to the field where I think Hovland is a fantastic play because a lot of it is based on what Jason Kokrak did last year. And look, I mean, I'm just looking at the level of success that Kokrak had. He's at 33-1 on BetMGM, and it's just hard to ignore somebody who has had at least that level of success in this recent stretch, Ben.
I mean, listen, he's kind of figured it out, and what he really has figured out is the greens. He gained 5 strokes putting in both versions of that. Before that, he's played at this course, and Kokrak struggled. Maybe there's a kind of getting used to it like a lot of guys here, so I don't mind that. Some guys, when they get to a course and they figure it out, they contend, and we look at KH Lee. We just saw this a couple weeks ago. The guy wins, and then he wins at the same course. Again, that does happen, so I don't mind Kokrak at all. Is there anyone in that range besides him that you look? Because like that's a crowded range. You've got a lot of names hovering around 30-1.
Yeah, I think if you look at just how Answer is playing, especially at Southern Hills, there is definitely something to not having to be a bomber. And I know that we just talked about that with Hovland, but Hovland, I just mentioned, top 10 strokes gained approach, very narrow area to work with, small green. So there's going to be a really big stress on that approach shot as opposed to avoid having to chip or work around the green. So if you could be accurate from, you know, like 175 or so in, 150 in, I think a guy like Answer, who played well at Southern Hills, and I don't necessarily look at it as a course comparison, Ben, I just look at carrying over for his strengths, is a guy in a similar number that I'm going to take a look at winning this thing.
I like Answer even more than Kokrak of your two selections. It was his first top 10 of the year. He's had a pretty bad 2022, and he showed up in a big way at Southern Hills. This is a good course for him. I think he's more suited to these types. He's a winner at St. Jude. He's got a runner-up at Heritage. Shriners, top fives. Like those are the type of tracks I think he thrives in. He's a bent putter. I have no problem with him. If I had to pick one guy at 33, I'm going to go Finau. You're going to go Answer, but I could get on board with both of those names in the same range.
All right, let's expand it a little bit here to our mid-range. Before that, I just got an alert that our boss, Alex Baker, has an updated K-prop me to take advantage of and bet. So I'm going to wait until the end of our recording here because I don't want to give you divided attention, but that's the up-to-the-second alert that you're going to get on our betting Discord, which is, hey, and I'm not going to give it out, Joe Schmo is set under 3.5Ks at this book. I'm jumping on this right now. Go ahead and place it. It's that level of interaction, alert, and just the strong ROI plays that Rasa, Buzzard, and Baker are getting. Look at that. I'm getting a text about what to play on a K-prop while we're recording this show. Now, it's not specifically Alex Baker texting Eitan Shander. It's just an alert that's part of the betting Discord.
Yeah, you don't have that elite level.
No.
That's the beauty of it. You got to get those lines before they move. It's been a good, knock on wood, it's been a real good
run.
You've
been on fire, man.
It has been really, really good. You can thank
How many
Maryland.
Days since our last show have you swept your plays?
At well, we got Maryland two. Lacrosse. That is, I'm going to give that out right now. I don't care if you know nothing about lacrosse. Every time Maryland plays, bet them because they can't be beat. You know this. You hear it every week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Mid-range. Yep. I don't understand this. This is an evergreen question. Rhetorical question, but Tommy Fleetwood's outright odds in majors and then like mid-level tournaments, it doesn't change. He's always like 40-1. Sometimes he goes to like 60-1. To me, this is ridiculous. He could be 40-1 in majors, not the Charles Schwab. He's playing great golf. I know he's like Fitzy and he has not won over here. He's not broken through. The guy just came in fifth at the PGA Championship. He gained 8.7 strokes tee to green. He gained 4 strokes putting. He was there. He quietly surged nicely. He's made 7 straight cuts. He's got 4 out of 5 inside the top 20 in his last 5 starts. 40-1 in this field. This is my favorite bet of the entire tournament. I think that Tommy Fleetwood should be on your card this week.
Yeah, it's again, that cash. We talked about that at the start of the show last week. The number jumped out at me when I saw the sheet that you send out, because I'm not going through all the names and everything just to have you steal a name ahead of time. But Fleetwood, I was shocked. I was blown away, especially after last week. And I know Southern Hills is different to an extent, but there still is emphasis on similar traits. That doesn't make sense. And it definitely, compared to, I think, what you'll find across the board here, not just our board, but someone like BetMGM's board, this is probably going to be one of the biggest steals you can find. So if you're watching this early in the week, our advice here, and I say our because it's all of us now, is to jump on that. I can't imagine that stays at 40-1 by Wednesday afternoon.
I really don't get it. I mean, guys that are 40-1 with him, Justin Rose, Chris Kirk, Davis Riley, Taylor Gooch, Mito, Webb, good players. But to me, Tommy Fleetwood, form-wise, is playing better than basically all of them. So it's just a situation. I really like this number. I think it's wide open for a first-time winner. And it's not just him. There are other mid-range plays. I'll let you get to some of yours, but Fleetwood really stood out for me.
Maya is basically the same guy in the sense of not necessarily the same golfer, but the same application. And hopefully I did it right, because I basically went on the other side of it, where you're looking at Fleetwood at 40-1 and the guys around him, and it doesn't make sense because of the form and how he's playing. So two guys that are just behind that group at 50-1, I think both have shown mastery of this course to win it, and have this ability to carve and create shots off the tee, get to the green, and then you're not needing a 20-25 foot lag on the bent grass. And that's Harman at 50-1 and Kevin Na at 51. Now we've seen earlier in the year, but I think both of these guys with course history mastery, I'll use that term because they've won, is something much like Kokrak I don't want to overlook. Coming off of a major, I know that you mentioned some guys may be a little zapped, how the field kind of plays out. But also, this is where I would emphasize, I think more so than any event we've talked about maybe to date, Ben, is, you know, horse for course, like having that specific history at Colonial. So I'm going to play, maybe it's mid-range chalk, but I'm going to play this number at 50-1 for guys in Harman and Na who have had winning experience here.
Fair enough. I mean, they both profile very similar. Kevin Na is much more of a winner. The guy comes out of kind of nowhere to win tournaments a little more than Harman, but both of them aren't the longest hitters. They're good putters. They've got just dozens of appearances, it feels like, at this course. I mean, Harman plays it every single year. He makes the cut every single year. It's like a decade straight of finding the weekend. And you mentioned Kevin Na. He's won this just a couple years ago. So I get it. I'm not going to, you know, those are the type of guys. If you bet them, it doesn't sound the best analysis, but like if you bet Kevin Na every week, you usually come out ahead on the year because he randomly wins one event a year and he's always around 50-60-1. There's not 60 events in the season. So I get it. You don't know which week it's going to be, but he's shown that Charles Schwab week is one of his better usually.
All right, this will be interesting because I don't have any crazy, as you like to call it, shenanigans here to go long. But why don't you hit us with a couple of long shots? I'll slide one in there, and then we'll get to the juicy 40-20-10.
So, you, and I'm glad, so. I'm just trying to think, how should I frame this? How can I broach this topic without derailing the show?
It's too late.
It is too late. I don't think it's that crazy to put Ricky on the card. I really don't.
Oh, my God.
He's 80-1. We've seen this before, and realistically what actually happens is it's just an outlier, but he actually played really well last week at the PGA. 9.1 strokes gained tee to green. He lost 1.8 strokes putting. He came in 23rd. Tough conditions. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know if that's anything. I don't know if it's an indication. He has not played well here, but Ricky Fowler has shown at least some promise with the ball striking. I don't know if he can fix his putter, but he has spiked putting. If you take his last six events, he's gained over 4 strokes putting twice. It's just when he does do that, it's a disaster. 80-1 in this field. I know it's Ricky. Normally I let you do that so then I can make fun of it when it doesn't
right.
Win. But right. I'm gonna put myself out there to get bashed, and feel free in the comments to tell me that I'm drinking the Ricky Kool-Aid and I've gone too far here. But I don't think, as your last man in on the card, Ricky would be the worst thing if he's hovering around 100-1.
What flavor of Kool-Aid is Ricky Fowler? Ecto Cooler? Like what flavor is he?
What does that mean? That's a flavor?
Ecto Cooler. All right, well, we're done here. Go ahead and Google Ecto Cooler. I think it's either Gatorade or Kool-Aid.
Googling that. He would be the orange flavor. Obvious. Is there an orange flavor?
There is. There's always an orange. You can default. There's orange everything. All right. Two quick things about Fowler. One, you're right. He played well last week at the PGA. As you were watching him play well, how nervous were you on every single par 3 that my dollar ticket for him to ace? Would come to fruition and I would come back and slam you on the previous.
Yeah, better chance than poor Tiger. But no, listen.
Oh my God. Yeah. We didn't even bring Tiger up just out of it for him, for his sake.
No, poor Tiger just needs to get healthy and then we'll see. But
you
listen,
sound it, like you sound like you're coming back to the garage. This is like something out of King of Queens where you're coming back to the garage, trying to explain to the rest of us how, no, I promise you, she changed. Like this time she only burned half of my clothes when we got into a fight. It wasn't like she burned everything down to the ground. I still got like half of my clothes in a suitcase this fight. That's what you sound like telling us to bet Ricky Fowler.
It's hard to push back on that because it's true. It's, I don't know, Ricky. I don't know if I'm just seeing it for what it was, or this is just because he's done this before. He came in third at the CJ Cup and then he went 44th, 40th, miscut. That's not going to get it done. I was just really impressed with the ball striking. He actually played better than 23rd. To come out and win, that would be a ridiculous step up. I mean, Ricky is teetering on being like irrelevant on tour. So we're talking about that, but I just didn't see a lot, kind of to bring it back to reality. I looked down the board. I didn't see a ton of names. Patrick Rogers is 125-1. I don't think that's the craziest idea. This is a guy that's shown he can comp these type of layouts. Elite putter, has never really put it all together, but I didn't see a lot there.
No, that's fine. Look, I'll sacrifice my guy to be able to make my analogy there with Ricky Fowler. It was worth the time. So let's just skip to the 40-20-10. We'll round out here, tell you one more time how to build some free money at BetMGM that you can then apply, go back and watch again and apply through all our bets here. All right, 40-20-10, only rule is they have to be plus money, top 40. You take it. You swept the board last week. I only got 40.
Yeah, these are money makers if you hit all three. You can make a lot of
nice
money
ladder,
doing
right?
This. There's what'd you say?
Nice ladder, sorry.
Yes, nice ladder, absolutely. And I'm going to go with my man. I've used this guy like every week. Going with Denny McCarthy. He got in the field last week, represented himself very well once Bryson pulled out, came in 48th at the PGA Championship. He has gained strokes putting in every event since January. It's ridiculous. The guy is unbelievable. I see no reason why he won't be amongst guys that breeze through this cut. Sign me up for Denny McCarthy, top 40, top 20, top 10.
I love it, man. I'm going to go, and I got to give a shout out to our guy here, Jeff Ulrich, who put this out for one of his sleepers from a DK standpoint. I was kind of looking at numbers, and I had that similar frustration that you had when looking at long shots to try to get somebody, because everybody I had was just over the minus side. I'm going to go back to the Griot well here, only because of somebody who has top 20 finishes, top 19, to be fair, three of the last four times at Colonial. I know he's been struggling, but we go back to knowing this course being successful. You're going to get a great number for him for Emiliano at top 40. And I think you can build that ladder. Top 10 is just going to be one hell of a bonus at that point.
Dear God. I see. This is why I need to vet these. I need to vet what we talk about on this show.
You brought up Ricky Fowler.
I know,
what are you talking
Rio,
about?
He's
to
in
win
a whole,
it.
He's in a whole nother category of absurd. I would know. Trust me. If there's one thing I would know about, it's how Griot is playing. It's been
by
real
way,
bad.
You like how I pinned that on Ulrich, by the way?
Yeah, smart. Let him defuse that bomb. He does love this course. It's a perfect setup for him.
Come on.
He's just played awful. He's got zero top 20s on the year. His irons are gone. He never could scramble. Maybe he flips the switch because I'm the biggest Griot fan out there, and it has been even worse
been
than
rough.
I expected at times. So
it's
I'm
been it's a
you.
Get right course. For
oh
him.
My
that,
God, has he been bad though?
Yeah, it's been embarrassing. All right, let's hit the final card. But again, one more time, the code is Putt for Dough, P-U-T-T-F-O-R, Dough, Putt for Dough. That's the name of the show. So when you sign up at BetMGM, use our promo code Putt for Dough. Click that link below. It's going to take you to the same spot. Deposit at least $10 and then bet. This is the easy part, right? Just bet either team to hit a three-pointer in the playoff game tonight and then bam, $200. It's that easy. It's that simple. It's free money at BetMGM, and then you can apply it right away here to our final card. All right, take it away, my friend. Final card for you.
Just to say, like, if you're betting Griot, you have to take advantage of that offer. I'm begging you, people, because you're going to need your $200 free.
Well, don't put $200 on Griot. Jeez.
No, don't. But put a little, and then you could say, okay, I still got plenty of free money to play
there
with.
There you go. There you go.
I'm going with the triple Fs here. Tony Finau up top, Tommy Fleetwood in the middle, Ricky Fowler as a YOLO play. But Fleetwood to me is where I'm really honing in this week. It's a great number. I don't mind the straight wheel with Fleetwood the whole way. Winner, top five, top 10, top 20, top 40.
Just, I like that.
I think he's really primed to play well here.
I like it. Look, I'm going to go Kokrak and then Answer. Those are my two guys to win it. But I'm going to play Answer. I can get plus money for Answer at top 20. I think this is a great spot. I cannot go away from the cash cow. I don't know how many times we've been giving it out, but it feels to hit every single week. And that's Max Homa, top 20, hit again at PGA Southern Hills. It should hit again at plus 120. Jump on that. And then my guy was a long shot that I only am going to play top 20 is somebody who is a super long shot, but does have that familiarity and is one here. And that's Kevin Kisner. So there you have it for me.
I like it. Some good names there, some win equity there and a wide open tournament. So I like what we did here.
Beautiful.
We had some speed bumps. We got through.
Yeah. And it's nice because we got a little stretch to talk about the PGA. It's a major. We want to give a little more attention to that. It's the Charles Schwab. We want to make you money. So all we ask in return is hit the thumbs up button. You know the drill. Make sure you're subscribed here as well to the Odd Shopper channel. Tons of content, including Ben Ross's sharp bet of the day. And I know that you mix it up, right?
I go wherever the sharp bet takes me. So some NBA, some NHL, some lacrosse. It's been a really good run, a really fun, quick, easy video available on this very channel. So go check that out if you are interested.
Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Let's cash some tickets.